Welcome to Bookin' It. Today's episode will be The Odyssey, Part 1. Hello, guys, and welcome to Bookin' It. I am not your host today. I'm Tanner Lewis, Cooper Cobbs is in Hawaii, and I'm joined here today by two of my very good friends, Mr. Bryson Boswick.
Hey, everybody.
And Mr. Isaiah Ryetsky.
Hello, I'm back.
I know, Isaiah just got back, Cooper just left. It's like,
I know, I'd love to say that the gang's back together again, but we won't be able to say that till next week.
It's not a reunion, it's a party. With
know.
A friend missing.
I don't know. Also, you are the host. I don't know why you said you're not the host.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, well, I'm not the host of this show. I'm the host
but
of
you're
this episode.
Host of this episode.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
I am your host today, folks.
There you go.
But Cooper Cobbs, my good friend, who's really good at this, is not here, and that makes me sad. So I'm just going to try my best to follow in his footsteps.
Good luck.
I appreciate it. I don't know how well he does this, so it's going to be a growth moment for me today.
Yeah,
growth
for
mindset.
Sure.
Growth mindset.
No, we definitely want that.
Yes. So, The Odyssey.
Yeah, that book.
first of all, Isaiah, your thoughts. We didn't get you here for our introduction reading last week.
Okay. Honestly, I don't have much on what we read because it was just like the intro and the first four chapters, but so far, it's better than whatever book we read the first book we did. I forgot what it was called already.
Theogony.
Yeah. Definitely better than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything
no comparison.
yeah. I'm curious because I've heard stuff about the story, so I'm curious to see if I'll like this more than the Iliad or not.
Yeah.
But so far, I mean, we're only four chapters in. I can't really
say
much on it, but so far it's interesting.
Yeah. I haven't heard a whole lot about it just outside of CC and outside of really this room, but Cooper said that it's going to be really exciting, and so I'm prepared to enjoy it, and so far I've loved it. I mean, it's crazy. I was telling Mama the other night, I've never read ancient literature with such like ferocity. I was just like speed reading through the whole thing because I was enjoying it so much. I was like, I didn't know this was possible.
I know books 1 through 4. I mean, I'm not going to lie. They were amazing.
And I didn't think they'd be good.
Wait, did you really? Say they were amazing?
Did you not enjoy them?
I thought it was decent. but what?
I have to ask, why you guys enjoy the Odyssey so much more than the Iliad? The Iliad did not get this kind of response.
I know, it didn't evoke this sort
that
of response.
That was Miss Emily, by the way, my mother, my mom.
I didn't say I enjoyed it more. I said I can't compare them yet.
I can say I enjoy it more.
I definitely enjoy it more.
We're
going to get what her
in.
Question that she
I know,
asked.
I know.
We will get to later. She asked out of turn. I had no idea what she was going to say.
I know.
Okay.
Man, you can't give Miss Emily the reins. She'll take us way off.
Anyways, books 1 through 4, I mean, just of the Odyssey as its own thing, non-comparing to anything else. What are we thinking, guys? What's the direction?
Well, I really didn't think I'd like it at the beginning because Odysseus was one of my favorite characters in the Iliad. And this is supposed to be about Odysseus. I mean, this is called The Odyssey. So I was like, okay, well, I'm interested to hear more about Odysseus, see like what's going on with the rest of his life. Well, it begins the book with someone else. It's not even Odysseus anymore. And it's like, what? Such a letdown. Like, I was expecting Odysseus and it's not Odysseus. But somehow it still was worth it. It still was. So we get into the story of Odysseus' son. That's where we pick up on. Actually, we start in the Council of Gods, like we always do. And Athena is complaining that to Father Zeus that Odysseus is still suffering after war. And it's like, man, I thought you were willing to give him all this glory and war, all this Kleos, and he's earned it, and he should be able to go home back to his family and live his life in peace again. And I can't really justify anything that Zeus says because, I mean, when men live such a lifestyle like this, just in all-out like pursuit of glory and war, you can't really expect them to just be able to leave and put it behind and not have any consequences. So I get it. There's going to be some consequences for really any of these men. You see it specifically with Ajax being lost. Mm-hmm. You see it definitely with Agamemnon. Agamemnon took Achilles, not bride, but Achilles' woman at the beginning of the Iliad. So, I mean, it's kind of justly deserved that he then loses his wife, and his wife ends up being the one that betrays him, and he gets murdered at the beginning of this book, or before this book starts, in the in between time. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so he deserves, I would pretty rightly say he has earned what was coming to him. The book, the Odyssey, does kind of make you feel a little sorry for him. It also does tell of the rising up of his son Orestes, who is a character that we could probably get behind, at least more than Agamemnon for sure. We don't know a whole lot about Orestes, but we do know that he was willing to get rid of all this evil and all of this debauchery going on. This is kind of sad, but he killed his own mother to get rid of this evil, to get rid of the perverseness in his family. Like,
oh yeah,
that's crazy. I can't.
It's another kind of devotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but what was it devotion to? That's what I'm wondering. Like, was it devotion to his family name, family line that was completely being like just adulterated, literally? Like, it just,
yeah.
He was keeping the line pure, I guess is a way to say it. And he, I guess he knew that he had to carry on the line. But besides that, we kind of have him as an example for the very beginning of the book, and we hear his story multiple times, at least two times, maybe three times. And yeah, we hear his story at least two or three times told to another man, or soon-to-be man, Telemachus, who is Odysseus' son, and he's going through very much the same thing, at least with his father being gone and his mother being appealed to by many yeah. suitors.
Yeah, that kind of yeah. leads me into my first major question or character.
Yeah.
Because we're mainly focusing on characters this week, right? Mm-hmm. It's mainly kind of like the kind of theme we're seeing through these first four books. What do we think about this new guy that we've got that's new since the Iliad, right? Telemachus. What do we think about my man, the son of this hero?
Isaiah, you go ahead.
Yeah, Isaiah.
Shoot. I'll be honest. I don't have much on the guy. Just, I think he's an interesting character. It's interesting to see how he's going to progress throughout the story and all that, and like kind of
yeah,
take over the household until they find his dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have much on it. I don't know what you guys are saying is so amazing about the first four chapters because just set up.
We'll get to that though. Like
yeah.
So I guess that. How about this? What do we think about Telemachus and Athena?
What is there to?
No. Like, what do we think about the gods' influence here? Because Athena just is kind of like, well, okay, I guess I'll go like rile this kid up to like, you know, kill people, or like.
Well, we'll go back and reclaim his
father's house.
Oh yeah, for yeah, sure,
exactly. I don't know if I can say that yet. He hasn't done any of that yet.
Yeah.
I really liked how relatable Telemachus was. I feel like he's someone that we can really, really relate to, I guess. Just him being young, him having to grow up in such a harsh environment, having to take over the authority, all of the responsibility that his father left behind, and he's not really ready for it. That's the whole point at the beginning. He's not able to take on any of these responsibilities. He tries to comfort his mother, tell her that he's got it, he's in control. He tries to tell the suitors to leave, and at first they're like, oh, okay, and then they're like, no, we're not leaving. We're going to keep stealing all of your possessions, all of your food. Like, we're not leaving because they don't respect him yet. He hasn't really earned earned that. And yeah, going into his journey with Athena, I still think it's crazy. Like, they never can tell that it's a god that's following them around. Yeah. It's like, how many times has this happened in the Iliad and now going into the Odyssey? It's just like, how many times has a god stepped in and you're like, okay, I'm going to follow you around for the rest of the day and you're just never going to know that it's a god. That's amazing to think about in compared to the god that we serve. Like, if you spent any time around the god we serve, you would know. Moses, when he spent time with God, his face shone, literally. Like, you would not be able to spend time with the one true God, Yahweh, and not have noticed and not have been impacted. But you spend time with any of these gods, and they're just the same as any normal human being. And yeah, they do help. I like how Athena is mentoring him under the name of mentor, under the guise. But Tanner, I think you add to that.
Oh yeah, like just kind of like the spurring on. It's kind of, I don't know. If anybody's listened to our episodes on the Iliad, right? Like, I've always, the parts that have cracked me up the most are any time when a god steps in and like, ha ha ha, and does anything, because, you know, they're hilarious for the most part. Like, any time that they do anything is just, it's so stupid. And it's like, fair. Why did you even want to do that? Like, what prompted you to do that specific thing?
Yeah, in the course of eternity, how did this help you?
I know, right? It's like, you're literally immortal. Like, what? Why did you want to do that for your entertainment?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, of all things, I feel like this is the most of any god, like any god's influence. I think that this is the best example that we've gotten, like even like in comparison to the Iliad, right? Maybe. Like, this is the best example of we had of like a god actually helping somebody versus doing anything else. Like,
definitely character wise I can see that. Like, I can see that
there's no other way like that a god helped anybody. But and while we're talking about the Iliad, right, and a little bit of our comparison, let's jump into some familiar names that we get in our book titles, or at least in my book titles. In my translation, the Robert Fagel's transltranslation, book 3 is titled King Nestor Remembers. So let's talk about Nestor, this lovely king whom we didn't exactly love in the past, but didn't hate either. In the Iliad, he was just kind of there.
Yeah, he was the wise old man who had kind of lost his glory. He wasn't able to fight anymore, so Nestor's the old man at the battle who wishes he could fight, wishes he could earn glory for Achaea, but he's not able to do anything because of his age. And so he's like always telling stories of the past and what had happened back then. And he kind of does that now. So then we go into, I think this is, I can't hear what she said.
I didn't hear what she said. I think I know what she was talking about.
I know what she said. I'm the farthest away. She said it was his idea that got Achilles killed.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Right?
You mean Patroclus?
Okay, good.
It was Achilles?
Achilles?
Yeah, it was. Because Nestor was the one that first gave Patroclus the idea to suit up in Achilles' armor and then go into battle. Yeah, so it was. Yeah. Good job.
Anyways, that's kind of beside the point.
Credit.
That's kind of beside the point of book 3. Book 3 is kind of like King Nestor is just like recounting all of like the wondrous works of Odysseus and Achilles in the Battle of Troy, like the War of Troy. And I don't know. So Mom was talking to us before we hit record, and she's like, did you know that the Odyssey was meant as a comedy? And all of us are like,
What?
It's
pretty
and
crazy.
I mean, looking back at book 3 now, I see it. Right, they're all like crying and like springing forth tears of
remembering
like,
all the people,
remembering
that died
all the people
in the war.
And friends that died. And
how is that a comedy?
The fact that we're laughing right now is proving that it is.
No, I'm laughing that you think it's a comedy.
Well, basically, the two genres in those days were either comedy or tragedy.
and so their idea of comedy.
This isn't a tragedy, so I guess it's comedy.
Their idea of
But that was, yeah, yeah, because comedy also was under the Yes, it was also known as, well, adventure was also under the heading of comedy. So yeah. any sort sure. of adventure journey still mm-hmm. went under that little title of comedy. Like, that makes no sense.
Yes. So, sadly, we're going to have to move right along because our lovely podcast host thing is podcast host. What we upload our episodes to is, yes. you know, cutting off our time very short this month. So, we're going to have to move right along to book 4, which is arguably one of the most interesting books that, you know, of all the ones that we read, where we meet King Menelaus, the quote-unquote bad guy of the Iliad. Guy. You know, we don't really like this guy in the Iliad, but I mean,
he's better is than he more Agamemnon. Like,
is he? That's true. Yeah. But we talk about Agamemnon a lot in this in this section.
Yeah.
But what are your guys' thoughts on Menelaus and, you know, book four in general? Just kind of hit.
Didn't he send his son with?
Oh yeah, that was Nestor. Son. Oh, Nestor son with Telemachus.
Okay. I couldn't remember which of the two sent it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So no, that was book 3. Yeah, keep going.
I'm trying to remember what happened in this book. Then
he tells a lot of stories, and he talks about like the amount of gold that he stole from Troy.
You're right. Mm. So basically, yeah, I don't know why you guys like these ones so much. Like, these four are just like remembering what happened in Troy, and then also like searching for the father. But like, there's not much of either. Just mainly remembering.
Yeah.
Even searching is like the beginning of the journey.
Well, I did like both in 3 and 4, we already have this picture of what Miss Emily and Cooper were talking about last week, which was the hospitality element of this book. You really see it, especially at Nestor's. Immediately Nestor's like, okay, you got to stay the night. We're going to tell you all of our stories in the morning and just stay the night, and we'll have a feast prepared for you and everything, and just like overabundant hospitality. And it's just like Telemachus is hit with this wave and like, whoa, I never knew this was out there, especially with all the men who are not very hospitable, who are gorging on all of my food and my provisions at my house. They are really over, I guess they're taking advantage of my hospitality.
Yeah. And wasn't it in book 4 with Menelaus that there was that one guy that's like, turn them aside, like make them go somewhere else. And King Menelaus looks at him and he's like, are you kidding me?
They if look somebody like had turned, gods.
If they look like gods, and if they had turned, if we had been turned away, do you think that we'd be here right now with this amount of gold? No. So we're going to like do what has been done to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's kind of the moral of book 4.
Mm-hmm. And along with like at the beginning, he says they shouldn't be sad. They shouldn't be all teary-eyed when they're first spending time together. That's part of like their hospitality. So they should be joyful. So what does Helen do?
Helen gives them a sleep happiness syrup. It's not narcotics, guys. They're not narcotics. They're godlike things that have been brewed by the gods that Athena gave to Helen. Okay. Speaking of, this is the first time that we actually see Helen, like, as an actual person outside of the Iliad, which is just kind of wild. She was described as, like, a god. It took me a couple of times reading about her to finally realize that she, like, actually wasn't a god, and she was just kind of, like, her own thing.
Yeah.
But, sadly, if you guys have nothing else, we have to wrap up because Buzzsprout.
That was way too short.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. We're going to have to hit on so much more
later. I didn't
get
to any of my notes.
I know.
Blame Buzzsprout.
I know, right? No, blame us. We don't want to spend money, guys. So on that note, because we don't want to spend too much money on Buzzsprout, please support us at patreon.com/bookinit.
Yes. And, perfect tie-in.
If you will do that, then we'll be able to increase the length of our podcast and be able to get this to more people. Speaking of, if you want to be able to go and keep up with the podcast outside of just these episodes, we have a blog on our website, 412podcasting.com. And you can get to that blog by just adding /blog to the end of that website. And you'll be able to get to a bunch of amazing content that we have for you guys that is 100% free. You could also sign up for our newsletter at 412podcasting/newsletter. And you'll be able to get into any of our monthly newsletters that we send out each month, which are quite amazing. But finally, for all of our patrons that do support us, if you donate to patreon.com/bookinit to any of our $5 and up tiers, you will be able to get a donor shout out, which is
you're
what
about
we're
to
going
hear.
To do now, which is Isaiah yes. reading off all these names extremely fast.
No, I'm gonna read off the name, and then you guys just repeat the name again louder and like, yay!
Yeah, I love it.
So yeah. Nana.
Nana, thank you.
Van Pepe and Wayla.
Van Pepe and Wayla, thank you so much.
My grandparents.
Isaiah's grandparents. Yeah.
Moses and Zara.
Moses and Zara. Awesome.
My Aunt Jenny and Uncle Sam.
Aunt Jenny and Uncle Sam. Sam. Thank you.
My parents, Mr. Mike and Miss Laura.
Mr. Mike and Miss Laura.
Anna.
Anna. Thank you.
Emily.
Awesome.
Keenan.
Wonderful.
Howdy. Miss Jenny.
Awesome.
And Miss Hall.
Miss Hall. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for donating.
Yes. Thank you guys.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for donating. And until next time,
keep on booking it.